Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had a lot of questions come in on Monday and Tuesday about the Oregon offense in particular. And Marcus Arroyo, the offensive coordinator, he answered questions yesterday by the media. And he was asked about the passing game and maybe not taking as many shots downfield. Here's Marcus Arroyo and what he had to say yesterday during his media availability.
You know, I think you probably, looking back on it, you probably say, you know, with the guys, probably not protecting those young guys who were out there who had to go in and step in, you know, probably not protect them and see if we can cut it loose a little more, you know. I think I'll always take ownership and kind of say, man, just, you know, let those guys go out there and play. And I think we look back and let those guys play a little bit more.
Isn't that a little frustrating to hear right there? Protecting the young guys, going out there, letting it loose and letting them play a little bit more with the play calling and, you know, taking in particular, taking maybe those shots downfield that we were asking where they went.
It is, but I can understand his point of view is
no
not
doubt.
Knowing what he's got out there because he hasn't seen them. And you want to do as a coach, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You want to be able to let someone loose and be who they are athletically, but you also don't, you want to kind of break them in. I mean, if you feel comfortable with them in fall camp, but you just don't know how they're going to react. So if you make a couple play calls and suddenly they make some mistakes, and either way, you're damned if you are and damned if you don't. It's a tough situation to be in. But when you have a 21-6 lead, there's not a lot of excuses you can throw out there that is going to be successful when you say, I need to do better with that.
Well, you know, right there, I think, though, taking ownership of it by Marcus Arroyo is acknowledging what we thought we saw as people critiquing the game. And fans that watched the game, which was there wasn't a level of trust that it seemed that was out there with the wide receivers and young guys in particular that were on the field for the first time. And he says, you know, hey, I wish I would have let it loose a little bit more.
Yeah.
And
well, what
that
does
may
that
be
mean,
frustrating.
Coach?
That may
yeah.
be frustrating to hear.
Well, that's the other thing is that I think maybe as Duck fans or all of us that are watching this, what does that mean? When you say let it loose, because I'm looking at pistol and read zone on the inside, and what does let it loose mean? I would like to have a little more specifics with that. Does that mean we want to go down the field with Justin's arm? Does that mean we want to let Justin do a few more things? Does that mean give guys more chances on the outside, on the inside? What does that let loose mean?
Because that could be
anything.
It could be anything.
I don't know.
It could be like I think what everybody's kind of thinking and what everybody was kind of feeling was taking those shots. You know, downfield.
More aggressive play calling. Yeah. Did everyone understand what aggressive play calling is? Not running on first down every time.
But hey,
yeah,
we did see a lot more RPOs, and that was by design. Like Kevin Steele and their defense was like, okay, we're going to take away the run and make them kill us death by 1,000 cuts on the outside. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked. And their whole Auburn's whole deal was, okay, we're going to take away your run game and we'll let you kill us with the screen if we have to. And they didn't pay very, very often. This was another question that we got a lot. And this is a question you and I had because we just don't know. These are things we don't know. It looked like there were running lanes for Justin Herbert. Is there the ability for Justin Herbert to run in the RPO game? That was asked to Marcus Arroyo.
Yeah, there's an option to run it. You know, it's kind of one of those deals where some of them are option to run or pass. Some of them are just run or pass. And I think that you've got to look at that in regards to how much you want to protect your guy, you know, sometimes and how much value you really want to put in him running all the time. There are some different situations where you feel okay with an escort and things like that. But that's really how we see it. And everyone's probably a little bit different.
Okay, so this is what I hear in those comments. And I'm going to use the comparison of what you had. Different systems, different style. When you had Marcus here with Marcus Mariota, there wasn't ever a thought that the threat immediately out of the gate was what is he going to do to us athletically with his feet? The threat of that kind of speed on the outside. What I heard from a coach right there is that yes, there are some RPOs. There's some options for him to pull it in the mesh. So when he's reading it, he's reading the defensive end. There's some options for him. But we have told him, that is quote-unquote code of the coach saying, we have told him we don't want him to do that because we're afraid he's going to get hurt. That's exactly what I heard. If you heard it differently, that's right. Making sure your quarterback is healthy for the entire season should be a priority, 100%. But if that is what you're telling the young man, and then you tell Justin Herbert, hey, he has the option to pull it, but you're telling him, Justin, don't get hurt because we don't want you to pull it, he's not going to pull it.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it.
And there were some alleyways there. And again, we don't know if the plays that all of us were seeing were actual reads or he was just carrying out a token fake, but there is an option for him to run on some of those, and he did not do it. I mean, the times he did run, it give Auburn's defense credit, it was suffocating. Mm-hmm. When it looked like there was a hole and they went,
yep,
and it was gone in a hurry. And that was gone very, very quickly. So that one answered, and you can understand why. They know what life without Justin Herbert is sure. like when he gets hurt. Yeah. And they don't want to go down that road. But will we see a more aggressive Herbert as the season goes on? I think for some fans, you absolutely hope so. I mean, I think I do, because if he's smart with it, he won't get injured and there's going to be huge running lanes for him to go through. The other question that we got, short yardage, why don't you go under center? Have you ever gone under center? That was asked to Marcus Arroyo.
You know, we did for years, did that for a long time, actually. Right now in gun, that's just been really our philosophy. I think it opens up some stuff for the quarterback to be able to pitch and catch a little bit, opens up a little bit of your gun run stuff and offset RPOs. I mean, I think that's probably the nature of where football is going. You see it even more and more. I think percentages go up even more in the NFL now, more and more. Under center, I think we've done at one point or the other. It's just not what we do.
Well,
comfort.
The system is not built for under center.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, it's not. I mean, even if you came up and wanted to have a quick quarterback sneak or something, or just a goose and go with the center on short yardage.
That makes me feel so uncomfortable, that term.
Well, I know, but that's really what it's called. I mean, yeah. You got to tell the center, let's get out of here. But yeah, you're not going to see, it's not built into the system. So if your system is not that way and you say, let's put a guy under center, well, what are you putting him under center for? What do you think the quarterback under center does? What RPOs and what the spread offense was built was the threat to run. And it was the threat to have your eyes downfield. It was built to have the inside read, which is your first zone read fake, then your ability to pull through the mesh and have your read, and then you can also get an RPO of somebody having a quick little outside swing, or we call them JoJo's or whatever you want to call on the outside. Those are the threats. You can't do that under center in that system. So if you're asking him just to quarterback sneak, I get it. But
yeah.
I mean, I think
maybe the question may have been formulated a little bit better to get the in short yardage situations. Yeah. You have a 6'6 quarterback.
Sure.
Do you have a play where you
Tom
go
Brady
under
goes
center?
Under center.
He just reaches forward, pulls the ball back, and you get forward progress to a first down.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we see it. Other teams do it. For gosh sakes, Auburn did it. They found ways to do it.
They ran the fly sweep out of it.
Yeah.
They look like old school Willamette University running the fly.
Wildcat. They were doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Gus Malzahn. You can say a lot about Gus Malzahn.
He's an elite, elite play calling offensive coach.
Yes, he is. His mind is very smart. But now that he needs a mobile quarterback to do a lot of the things,
sure.
And that's why Bo Nix may be very scary for them in the future.
From God.
According to Tim Tebow.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.